بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our session number 30, reading from Lessons in Arabic Language, Book 1, Dr. Fa Abdul Rahim, Islamic University of Medina. And the lesson that we're going to be taking today is a new lesson, Lesson 17. Lesson 17 is actually an extension or a continuation of Lesson 16. So there's really nothing new in this lesson, except that we're going to get more practice with the concept of how we deal with the plurals for غير عقل words, words that are nouns in Arabic that are for nouns that are irrational or non-intelligent nouns, as opposed to rational and intelligent nouns. Before we go into the new lesson 17, according to the proposed schedule for homework assignments this week, we're going to look at the homework review sheet, page 15, and then we're going to review quickly the English key for lesson 16, because this is a continuation of lesson 16, and then we're going to look at the sentences on the first page of lesson 17 and the exercises for this lesson. Hopefully we'll complete them all, 1 through 4, and look at the vocabulary at the end of the lesson. So before we do that though, since every week, inshallah, the first day of the week, we normally have review of the earlier lessons, and for this week we should have reviewed the lessons from 9 to 16 up until what we've taken now. Basically those lessons, from 9 through 16, deal with a number of different topics, including perhaps from the most important of those things is adjectives, the not and man'ut. This is a very, very important topic, and it's from the fundamentals of basic Arabic grammar. What we need to know concerning the not and the man'ut is that in Arabic, the adjective, instead of preceding the noun that it's going to describe, it follows the noun. So you mention a noun and then you describe it with an adjective. So this is very important to keep in mind. In Arabic, the adjective follows the noun. It comes after it in the sentence. And likewise, we say that it also follows it or agrees with it in four matters. That is, in being masculine or feminine, at-tadhkir wa ta'anith, and being definite or indefinite, at-tankir wa ta'arif, and as well in its i'rab, in being marfu'un or mansubun or majrurun. And the last matter we didn't take in lesson 9, and we haven't taken it until now, and that is the last thing that the adjective agrees with the word being described, the not agrees with the man'ut, in the number, in being singular, dual, or plural. Okay, we haven't dealt with that, but in any case, in lesson 9, we dealt with the first three of these, that the adjective must agree with the word that it's describing, with the man'ut, in being definite or indefinite, masculine or feminine, and in its i'rab. So, this is a very important concept in the Arabic language, and hopefully, we go back and look at this particular concept in particular that came in lesson 9, as well as the pronouns, possessive pronouns that came in lesson 10, and all the possessive pronouns that we received from lesson 10 until starting in lesson 4 actually, and then in lesson 10 up until lesson 15. And we completed the possessive pronouns and the personal pronouns and the conjugation of the past tense verb. So this is also a very important matter, the conjugation of the past tense verb. Please work on your conjugation and practice as much as is possible, in addition to the other things that we've taken, the prepositions and adverbs and other such things. Okay, so I'm going to suffice with that. I want to get right into the lesson for today, but just please be reminded that some of the important concepts that we've taken previously must be reviewed. You have to review them, and from amongst the most important of them is what I talked about today, that is the relationship between an adjective and the word that it qualifies or describes, the not and the man'ut. Okay, so like I said, we're going to suffice with that. And we're going to go right into the lesson for today, or at least we'll go right into, you know, our homework assignment for today, which begins with the homework review sheet number 15 or page 15. Okay, this homework review sheet, as I mentioned in the homework assignment, was dealing with translating sentences into Arabic, yani using the past tense verb. The only forms of the past tense verb that came in this exercise is the first person singular, Ana dhahabtu, and Anta dhahabta, and Huwa dhahaba. So three forms came in this lesson, and so those three forms were covered in lesson 10, if I remember correctly. Past tense verb form in lesson 10, yeah. Okay, so after lesson 10, we had the completion of the conjugation of the past tense verb in the following lessons in 12, 13, 14, and 15. However, this exercise only deals with three, yani the connecting of the past tense verb to three pronouns. Yani the first person, the habtu, the second person, masculine singular, the habta, and the third person, masculine singular, the haba. Okay, so the exercise, the instruction says, tarjim means translate from tarjama, tarjim al-jumala al-atiya. Translate the following sentences. إلى اللغة العربية, into Arabic language. Translate the following sentences into Arabic language. And then it has in parenthesis in the English instruction, start each sentence with a verb. Okay, so the first one, they gave us the verb to show us how the verb should begin the sentence, and the rest of them, yani, should follow suit. That every sentence should start with a verb. And this is important because we know in Arabic there are two types of sentences. There's the jumla ismiya that begins with the ism, a noun, and there's the jumla fi'liya that begins with a fi'l, a verb. So they want us to make a jumla fi'liya. And they want the sentence to begin with the fi'l. Even though we could begin with a noun and make a sentence with the exact same meaning, but they want us to put it in the form of the jumla fi'liya. Alright, so let's look at page 15. It says the sentence that they gave us in English is Hamid went to the library. Okay, so even though in English Hamid came first, but if we're going to begin the sentence with the verb, so we have to begin with, as they gave us here, Dhahaba. Dhahaba Hamidun. Okay, it's possible. If they didn't tell us to start the sentence with a verb, we could have said Hamidun Dhahaba. Hamid went. But instead, they wanted us to start with the verb, so this becomes the jumla fi'liya. We begin with the fi'l, followed by Hamid, which is the fa'il, the subject, doer of the action, and then the rest of the sentence. Okay, so Dhahaba Hamidun ila al-maktabati. That's what we should have written. Dhahaba Hamidun. Hamid went to the library. Ila al-maktabati. And here I want to just note and remind us that al-maktabati has two meanings. It means a library and it also means a bookstore. And we also want to distinguish this word al-maktaba from al-maktab. Al-maktabu yani means a desk or a table or an office. With ta marbuta on then al-maktaba, al-maktabatu, then it means a library or a bookstore. So the first sentence should read, Dhahaba Hamidun ila al-maktabati. Hamid went to the library. Second sentence, I went to the market. So here, I tells us we have to use the first person form of the past tense verb, which ends with ta with dhamma, tu. Dhahabtu. I went ila suqi, to the market. And also here, we can note that most of the past tense verb forms have a suffix added to the end of the verb. Like in this case, the habtu, most of them have this suffix. And this suffix indicates the fa'il, the subject of the verb, the one who's doing the action. Okay, so you have the habtu, and you have the habta, and you have the habti, and so on, like this. Okay, except the third person, masculine and feminine singular, huwa dhahaba, and hiya dhahabat. The fa'il is not yani connected at the end of the verb. Okay, it's the fa'il is a dhamir mustatir, yani a hidden pronoun that's understood to be huwa or hiya. Okay, the rest of the forms of the verb, we see something attached at the end of the past tense verb form, which that attachment, that suffix at the end, is the fa'il. The fa'il means the subject of the verb, the one who is doing the action. So the second sentence reads dhahabtu. The tu here is representing the dhamir, the pronoun that's the fa'il, doer of the action, ana. Dhahabtu ila suqi. I went to the market. Number three. The sentence reads, did you go to the mosque, Khalid? Yani, we could probably translate it a little bit differently in saying, did you go to the mosque, O Khalid? Because we are directing, we are speaking to him directly, and we want to use the harf and nida, yani, indicating that we're calling out the vocative ya. Okay, so the sentence should read, did you go to the mosque? Yani, question. A dhahabta ila al-masjidi ya Khalidu. Okay, the hamza with fatha in the beginning, it changes a statement into a question. So without the hamza, the sentence would read, dhahabta ila al-masjidi. Yani, you went to the masjid, but we don't want to say you went, we want to ask, did you go? So you put the hamza in the beginning, changes the statement, dhahabtu ila al-masjidi, I went to the masjid too. Did, or you went to the masjid, we change it to, adhahabta, did you go to the masjid, ya Khalidu. Okay, so this sentence should read, adhahabta ila al-masjidi, ya Khalidu. And also remember that after ya nida, the proper noun, like Khalidun, Muhammadun, and so on, loses its tanween. It takes a single dhamma. Sentence number four. He went to the mosque. Okay, so here, this is the third person, masculine singular. Dhahaba. Yani, huwa dhahaba ila al-masjidi. Okay? So, in this form, dhahaba, as in dhahabat, yani, we don't see the fa'il. We don't see anything attached to the end that indicates the fa'il, the subject, do of the action. Okay? So, that means that the fa'il in this type of verb form, yani, the third person, masculine singular, as well as third person, feminine singular, dhahabat, the fa'il is a hidden pronoun, dhamir mustatir. It's understood to be huwa or hiya. In dhahaba, it's huwa, in dhahabat, it's hiya. We don't have the form dhahabat in this exercise, but the same rule applies to third person masculine singular and third person feminine singular. Okay, I hope that this is a matter that's clear. The past tense verb form is critical. It's the foundation. It's one of the three major parts of the Arabic language. Yani, the three parts of the Arabic language is the Ya'ani ism, the fi'il, or the fi'il, the ism, and the harf. So there are three major parts of the Arabic language: nouns, verbs, and particles. So the verb is very important, and in this Ya'ani level, we're just basically introducing the past tense verb conjugation, and in level two, we're going to go into it in more detail. But please learn it well. Memorize the forms that are added to the end to indicate the subject, fa'il, doer of the action. Okay, so this sentence is, should read, he went to the mosque. Dhahaba means he went. Dhahaba ila al-masjidi. He went to the masjid. Number five. Did you go to the masjid, Bilal? O Bilal. I'm addressing Bilal directly. Ya Bilal, right? So, did you go to the shop? Shop. Did you go to the shop? Any the store in the marketplace? Adhahabta. This is a question. Adhahabta ila Ad-dukkani, yani that's the word for shop. Ad-dukkani, with shaddo on the del because it's a sun later, and shaddo on the calf because that's part of the word. Adhahabta ila dukkani, ya Bilalu. Did you go to the dukkan, to the shop, O Bilal? Number six, sentence number six. Yani adhahabta means second person, masculine, singular, anta, dhahabta. Number six, the boy went to the playground. The boy went to the playground. Remember that we have to start with the verb. So we're going to say, yani, dhahaba, because we're talking about an individual male. So it has to be third person. We're talking about him, masculine and singular, which is dhahaba. Dhahaba, the boy, al-waladu ila al-mal'abi, to the playground. The boy went to the playground. Again, if we were making a jumla, ismiya, beginning with a noun, we could have said al-waladu dhahaba ila al-mal'abi. But they said begin with the verb, so we're beginning with dhahaba al-waladu. Dhahaba is the fa'il, al-waladu is the fa'il, do of the action, and the fa'il is always marfu'un. Number seven, I went to the bathroom. So we have first person singular, yani, which takes ta with dhamma on the end of the verb form, so it became dhahabtu, yani ana dhahabtu. Dhahabtu ila al-hammami. I went to the bathroom. Number eight. he went to the director's room. Yani the mudir or the principal, director or the principal. He went. Zahaba, this is again third person masculine singular, huwa. Zahaba ila ghurfatil mudiri. He went to the director or the principal's room. Ghurfatu, ghurfati al mudiri. And this is an idafa construction. The room of the mudir or the mudir's room. The room of the mudir, this is an idafa construction. So, zahaba again ila ghurfati al mudiri. The last sentence, did you, speaking directly, right, to an individual male, so it's second person, masculine, singular, anta. Did you go to the Imam's house, Muhammad, or O Muhammad, ya Muhammadu. Did you go to the Imam's house, or the house of the Imam, Bayti al-Imami. Azahabta, second person, masculine, singular, anta. Azahabta. إلى بيت الإمام يا محمد. Did you go to the house of the Imam or the Imam's house, O Muhammad? Again, I want to remind us that this is also an idafa construction. بيتي الإمامي, the house of the Imam or the Imam's house, is an idafa construction. And we notice in these two idafa constructions, this is a reminder of what we had in the past. This is like a review, okay, also of the idafa construction. يعني غرفتي المديري. That's an idafa construction. So we see gurfa as the mudaf doesn't take alif lam or tanween. And the same thing, bayti al-imami. We see bayt as the mudaf doesn't take alif lam or tanween. The second part, mudaf ilayhi al-mudiri or al-imami, can take either alif lam or tanween. In this case, both of them have alif lam, but it can go either way. What is important is that the second part of the idafa construction, al-mudiri and al-imami, must always be majroor. That's why we see yani ending with kasra. Okay, this is the end of what we wanted to cover in terms of the review sheet. After that, we want to just quickly look at excuse me, the concept of ghayru aqil plurals. Yani plurals for words that are ghayru aqil. Ghayru means other than or non. And aqil means intelligent or rational. So ghayru aqil means other than intelligent or rational or non-intelligent or irrational. Yani like you say, ghayril maghdubi, other than those upon whom is Allah's wrath. Ghayrul maghdubi. Yani not the people who Allah's wrath is upon. We don't wanna yani follow their path. Okay, so ghayru is used for negation. Yani other than the aqil, yani ghayru aqil, yani those that are non-intelligent, irrational. Alright, this is the concept that we want to look at. We studied it last week. We had exercises in lesson 16 where we practice implementing or executing this concept. The concept of yani plurals, how we deal with plurals for ghayru aqil nouns. Irrational, non-intelligent. Okay, we said last week that in Arabic, nouns are classified as either rational or irrational. Aqil or ghayr aqil. They may also be called intelligent or non-intelligent, meaning the same thing. Rational nouns are those that refer to human beings. So when we say rational or intelligent, yani aqil nouns, we mean nouns that refer to human beings. Angels and devils and such beings are also included in this class, yani this group of rational or intelligent nouns. Irrational nouns, yani ghayru aqil, irrational nouns, or non-intelligent nouns, refers to things, yani inanimate things, and animals and concepts. So we have humans, and we have inanimate things and animals and concepts. Rational and irrational, intelligent and non-intelligent. In the singular, there's no difference between the two groups. In plural, however, there's a very important difference. So, when we look at these nouns that are four, irrational or non-intelligent, yani, things, then in the singular, we don't have to make any distinction. All the nouns are going to be treated the same way, okay? Like masculine is masculine, feminine is feminine, and so on. But when we go to the plural, that's when we have this concept of aqil and ghayr aqil, the distinction between them. In the singular, there's no difference. In the plural, however, there's a very important difference. Plural of rational nouns are treated as plurals. So plural words like they and these and those are used to refer to them. Plural adjectives are used to refer to them. Plural verbs are used to refer to them for rational beings, intelligent beings, akil. Plural of irrational nouns are treated as feminine singular. Okay? So this is the concept that we had last week. And the point is that when we see a plural word, we have to know, is it from the group of akil, rational, or ghayru akil, irrational? If it's from irrational, now we have to apply this special rule. That is, even though it's plural, and whether it is masculine or feminine, it doesn't matter. Once we see that it's a plural for ghayru akil, then we treat it as though it is feminine. And we treat it as though it is singular. So, the adjective that refers to it is going to be feminine singular. The ism ishara, a demonstrative pronoun that refers to it is going to be feminine singular. A pronoun that refers to it is going to be feminine singular. And that's why we have, last week we had, yani, the two sentences with the ghayru akil noun, hadha kitabun jadidun. Yani, on page 46, halfway down the page, you don't have to go and look at it now, but that's where it's at. Hadha kitabun jadidun. Huwa saghirun. Hadha kitabun jadidun. This is a new book. Okay, hadha is in reference to kitab. It's masculine and it's singular. Jadidun is an adjective for kitab. It's masculine and singular. Huwa is a pronoun referring back to kitab. It's masculine and it's singular. And saghirun is a khabar. Yani, that's referring, the khabar for huwa, but it's referring back to kitab, and it is also masculine and singular. So this is normal. The ism ishara hadha, the nat, jadid, the dhamir, huwa, and the khabar, saghir, all of them, yani, are in agreement with kitab, and being masculine and singular. But when we go to the plural of kitab, kutub, now since it's a plural for ghayru akil, we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So the ism ishara that refers to it, hadhihi. Kutubun jadidatun hiya saghiratun. We see everything that refers back to it from the beginning. Hadhihi, the ism ishara, is feminine singular. Jadidatun, the adjective describing kutub, is feminine singular, adjective. The pronoun, dhamir, hiya, is also feminine singular. Everything referring to it is going to be feminine singular. So hadhihi is feminine singular, jadidatun is feminine singular, here is feminine singular, and the khabar saghiratun is feminine singular. Okay, so this is the concept that we had last week. And likewise, if there's a verb, yani, then the verb is also going to be feminine singular, as we had in al-kilabu kharajat. Al-kilabu kharajat. The dogs went out. Even though dogs is plural, but we treat it as though it's feminine singular. So this is a very important rule. Please pay attention to it. We also had last week the broken plural pattern, mafa'il. Yani, like masajid and makatib. This is what we had in the English key last week. I hope that it's very clear. And now what we want to do is we want to go to lesson 17. Okay, as far as the English key for lesson 17 on page 48, it just says this is a continuation of lesson 16. It contains no new constructions. But make a note that the plural of himar, which means a donkey, the plural of it is humurun, humurun, and also hamirun, hamirun. So both of these words, humurun and hamirun, are plurals for the word himar. Also, there are a few vocabulary words here on page 48. We want to go over those quickly. Yani, from the right side, we have mudiru al-sharikati. On page 48, mudiru al-sharikati means the mudir, the director, or the head of the sharika, company. The head of the company. The rector of the company. And underneath it, yabaniyatun. Yani, with two long vowels, ya, ba, and then niyatun, yani with shadda on the ya, with a shadda. Yabaniyatun means Japanese. Something that's attributed to Japan. Japanese product, Japanese people, and so on. On the left column, we have asharikatu, means a firm or a company. A company. Underneath it, rakhisun, means something that is inexpensive, or as they said here, cheap. Inexpensive or cheap. The word under that is alqamisu, which means a shirt, and its plural is qumsanun. Qumsanun, with sod. Alright, so that's what we had in the English key for lesson 17. And now we want to go directly to the lesson 17. Okay, the Arabic text for lesson 17 is not a dialogue today. It's not a dialogue, but in any case, Tani, we're going to go through it. We're going to read it as we normally read the dialogue. These are just sentences. Yani 13 sentences. We're going to read it, and we're going to translate it, and we're going to note, yani, the application of this new concept of the plural of غَيْرُ عَاقِل being treated as though it is feminine singular. Okay, the plural of غَيْرُ عَاقِل is treated as though it's feminine singular. So this is what we're going to be looking at. We're going to, every time we see a plural word, every time we see a plural word, if it's not a plural, then we're going to we're going to do as we normally do in terms of adjectives, in terms of demonstrative pronouns, in terms of khabar and ism ishara and things like this. We're going to treat them normally. But if it's a plural, we have to ask ourselves: is it a plural for a human being, or is it a plural for an inanimate thing or an animal? Okay. And if it's for an inanimate thing or an animal or a concept, then in that case, we're going to treat it as though it is feminine and it's singular, and so we're going to use yani feminine singular adjective, not feminine singular ism ishara, the demonstrative pronoun, feminine singular dhamir, pronoun, and so on, khabar, and as well, if there's a verb, we're going to use feminine singular verb form. Okay, so let's look at page 96, at the top of the page, الدرسو السابع عشرة. الدرسو السابع عشرة. The 17th lesson. Sentence number one. And again, I encourage that everybody, even though you did the homework already, and you read these exercises, and you wrote them, inshallah, and you translated them, yani, so that we get the full practice during the online session, I encourage everyone to read along with me, or just ahead of me, and I'll pause a little bit sometimes so that you can have a chance to look at it and read it yourself, and also translate it, yani, along with me or ahead of me. Okay, the first sentence, it should read, أَبَوَابُ الْمَسْجِدِ مَفْتُوحَةٌ. أَبَوَابُ الْمَسْجِدِ مَفْتُوحَةٌ. يعني, أَبَوَاب is the plural of باب. أَبَوَابُ الْمَسْجِدِ مَفْتُوحَةٌ. Meaning, the doors of the masjid are مَفْتُوحَة, open. Okay, so here we see the rule applied in the word maftuha. It's the khabar for abwab, and abwab is a ghayru aqil plural, so the khabar is going to be feminine singular. We're not going to use a plural word, we're going to use feminine singular, maftuhatun. Number two, liman hadhihi albuyutu aljadidatu hiya limudiri asharikati. The vowels at the end of the words are very important. I'm reading them even when we come to the end of a sentence because I want to make sure that we pay attention to the vowel at the end, which indicates the i'rab of the sentence. And that tells us a lot. So it's important that when we're reading, for our exercises, that you read every vowel in every word, even if it's the last word of the sentence or a word that you pause upon. Read the vowels so that you can be reminded of what the vowel should be according to its i'rab. So if you know the i'rab, it will be easy for you to know what the vowel should be. If you don't know the i'rab, then you will have to guess. Okay, and we don't want you guessing, so this is like practice. Please read the vowels at the end of every word. Okay, the beginning of the sentence is a question. Number two, لِمَنْ هَذِهِ الْبُيُوتُ الْجَدِيدَةُ. لِمَنْ هَذِهِ الْبُيُوتُ الْجَدِيدَةُ. To whom belongs these new houses? Okay, al-buyutu al-jadidatu, yani is yani an yani not and man'ut construction. Yani al-buyut is the man'ut, the word being described or qualified, and al-jadidatu is the not, the adjective describing it. And again, from time to time, I'll just remind us that in some books, instead of not, the word they use for an adjective is sifa. Yani sifa wal an mawsuf, as opposed to what we are generally using here, not and man'ut, both of them mean the same thing. Okay, liman hadhihi albuyutu aljadidatu. The rule is that we're applying for ghayru aqil is in reference to the word buyut. It's the plural of bait, it's masculine, but here in the plural form, it's a plural for ghayru aqil, so we treat it as though it's feminine singular. That's why the ism ishara, hadhihi, that refers to it as feminine singular ism ishara. And the not describing it, al-jadidatu, is feminine singular. And in the answer, to whom belong these new houses, the answer is, hiya li mudir sharika. Hiya means they, yani the new houses. They belong to the mudir, the manager of the company, the manager of the company or the firm. Okay, so here the rule is applied again in the pronoun dhamir hiya, referring back to al-buyut. Al-buyut is plural for ghayra akil, therefore hiya, yani the pronoun referring to it, is not a plural word like hum or hunna, rather it's a feminine singular pronoun, hiya. Number three. An-nujumu jamilatun. An-nujumu jamilatun, meaning the stars are beautiful. Okay, an-nujum is the plural of najmun. Najmun, yani, is masculine, but here the plural form is the plural for ghayru akil. It's not a human being. Therefore, yani, the khabar that is, yani, coming in this sentence is going to be treated as though it's a khabar for a feminine singular word. So even though nujum is masculine and it's plural, the khabar is going to be feminine singular. Jamilatun. An-nujumu jamilatun. The stars are beautiful. Number four. هذه الدروس سهلة. Meaning, these lessons are easy. Again, durus is the plural of dars. It's masculine. Dars is masculine, but here it's plural form durus, even though it's masculine, but it's a plural for غير عقل, so we treat it as though it's feminine singular. So the ism ishara هذه is feminine singular, and the khabar, yani sahalatun, is also feminine singular. Number five. في الهندي لغات كثيرة. Yani meaning, in India there are لغات, languages, كثيرة, many. There are many languages. Okay, the rule in this particular sentence is that لغات is the plural of لغتون. And لغتون is a feminine noun, but here we're dealing with its plural, and so even though it's a feminine noun, but it's a plural word, lugat, and so we treat it because it's ghayru akil, any language. Any language is not an inanimate thing, right? And it's not an animal, but it's a concept, the concept of language. Okay, so we said that ghayru akil plurals, yani non-intelligent or irrational, includes inanimate things, animals, and concepts. So the concept of language, yani, we don't say that it's an animal, we don't say that it's an inanimate thing, yani, it's not a mineral or a stone or a tree, but it is a concept. So this also comes under ghayru akil. Since it's a plural, we treat it as though it's feminine singular. So we see that kathiratun, which is the not describing lugat, is feminine singular. Number six. Aina al-kutubu al-jadidatu. Answer, hiya fil maktabati. Okay, the meaning, aina al-kutubu al-jadidatu, where are the books? Which books? The new books. Where are the new books? The answer, hiya, referring back to books, they are in the maktaba, in the library or the bookstore. Aina al-kutubu al-jadidatu, hiya fil maktabati. The concept of غير عقل plurals is applied here in reference to the adjective al-jadidatu, referring back to kutub. Kutub is the plural of kitab. Kitab is masculine. But here, the word kutub is the plural. And it's غير عقل. Yani, it's not a human being. It is an inanimate thing, a book. Yani, some materials, a paper put together and so on. So, therefore, it comes under the rule of being treated as though it's feminine singular. So we see its adjective, al-jadidatu, is a feminine singular adjective, and the dhamir, the pronoun here that refers back to the new books, is also feminine singular. Number seven. Tilka as-sururu maksuratun. Tilka as-sururu maksuratun. Meaning, as-surur is the plural of sarir. So it means those beds are broken. Yani the application of our rule here is in reference to surur. Yani the plural of sariya. Sariya is an inanimate thing. It's not yani a human. It's an inanimate thing. It's not an animal or a concept, but it's inanimate. Yani it's material, physical material, right? So as surur being its plural, we treat it as though it's feminine singular. So the ism ishara, tilka, that refers to it, is feminine singular. Remember the ism ishara that we're going to use for inanimate, I mean for gairu akub plurals, is going to be either hadhihi or tilka. If it's something near, it's going to be hadhi. If it's something far, it's going to be tilka. Tilka as sururu. Those beds are maksuratun, broken. So also, not only the ism ishara is feminine singular, but the khabar maksuratun is also feminine singular. Number 8, as-sa'atu al-yabaniyatu rakhisatun. Okay, the meaning of this sentence is the watch, or it could mean a clock. Yani as-sa'a means a watch or a clock, and it also means the hour. Yani as-sa'a al-wahida means the one, the hour of one, or the 1 o'clock. Naam. So as-sa'a al-yabaniyatu rakhisatun means the watch. Al-yabaniya is a not describing what type of watch. Yani it's a Japanese watch. The Japanese watch is rakhisatun, is inexpensive. Or as they said in the English key, cheap. But it's not necessarily cheap. It's inexpensive for sure. But there are some things that are cheap, and the other things that are just inexpensive. They're good products, but maybe inexpensive. Okay, as-sa'atu al-yabaniyya. Remember the shadda on the ya. Yabaniyatu rakhisatun. Here, how we're applying this rule is that we are describing as-sa'a al-yabaniyya, the khabar, yani for it, is rakhisa. The khabar, yani, is feminine singular. Well, this is not really application of the rule, because as-sa'a is, yani, is not a plural, right? So this is the normal rule, that the adjective should be feminine singular and the khabar also should be feminine singular. So the rule here is not really applied. This is the normal rule for yani singular nouns. Number 9. Okay, we have the rule in this sentence, number 9. Hadhihi al-humru wa hadhihi al-hamiru lil-fallahi. Yani the meaning of this sentence, hadhihi al-humru, yani these donkeys, lil-fallahi, belong to the farmer. So how is the rule applied here? Al-humr, they are animals. Al-hamir, and al-humr are plurals of al-himar. Himar is masculine, but here we have its plural, humr or hamir, both of them are plurals for himar. They are plurals for غير عاقل, yani animals, غير عاقل, and therefore we treat it as though it's feminine singular. So the ism ishara that is referring to al-humr or al-hamir is feminine singular, hadihi. These donkeys belong to the farmer. Number 10. أين كتبكن يا أخواتو? Answer. الجواب. هي في الفصل. Okay, the translation. أين كتبكن يا أخواتو? Where are you all's books, O sisters? I say you all, yani just to make sure that we know that you here is for plural. Okay, and it's feminine plural. كن. Feminine. Plural, second person, feminine, plural. Kunna, ya akhawatu. Where are your books, or you all's books, O sisters? Answer, hiya fil fasli. They, he is referring back to the books, they are in the classroom. Okay, the rule is applied here in the pronoun, the dhamir here, referring back to kutub, being a feminine singular pronoun. Number 11, hadhihi kutubi. وَتِلْكَ كُتُبُ أُخْتِي. Yani the meaning, هَذِهِ كُتُبِ, these are my books. وَتِلْكَ كُتُبُ أُخْتِي, and those are the books of my sister, or my sister's books. Okay, how is the rule applied here? It's applied in two places. The ism ishara for كُتُبِ is feminine singular, even though كُتُب is a masculine word, كِتَاب. But here in the plural form, we treat it as though it's feminine singular. And likewise, kutub again came with the ism ishara tilka. So in both cases, we use the feminine singular ism ishara, hadhihi for the books which are near, my books, and tilka for the books which are far, my sister's books. Number 12, hadhihi makatibu at-tullabi, makatibu at-tullabi. The translation, makatib is the plural of maktab, yani desk or table. These are the desk of the students. The desk of the students. Makatibu at-tullabi. This is an idafa construction. The desk of the students, or the student's desk. Okay, how are we applying the rule here? We're applying the rule in reference to, yani, the word makatib, which is the plural of maktab, which is masculine. But here in its plural form, we're going to treat it as, yani, the gaira akhu plural, we're going to treat it as those feminine singular. So the ism ishar referring to, hadhihi is feminine singular. Number 13, the last sentence, fi هذا الشارع فنادق كبيرة. نعم فنادق كبيرة. Okay, the translation, في هذا الشارع, in this street are فنادق, hotels, كبيرة, big, are big or large hotels. In this street are big hotels. How do we apply the rule here? The rule is applied in reference to fanadiq, which is the plural of funduq. It's masculine, but here in its plural form we treat it as though it's feminine singular. So the adjective describing it, kabiratun, is feminine singular adjective. Also note that the word fanadiq does not have tanween. Okay, it's on the wazn of mafa'il. It's a broken plural pattern that's mamnoor min as-sarf. Yani it doesn't take tanween. And it doesn't take kasra if it is in the position where it should be majroor. Or if it is majroor. Now, it doesn't take kasra, but rather it would take, if it's majroor, it would take fatah instead of kasra. But here, it's not majroor, so we see that, but it doesn't take tanween. Okay, this is the end of the reading of the text at the beginning of the lesson, 17 on page 96. Let's turn to page 97 and look at the first exercise. Look at the first exercise. Okay, the first exercise says, أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية, answer concerning the following questions. Okay, here I want to note two things. Number one, unlike yani the first exercise, and generally in our lessons, the first exercise is a comprehension exercise, which means that the questions are based upon the text, the dialogue of the lesson, but there's no dialogue for this lesson, and likewise, the questions here, except the first one, the rest of these questions are not yani in the 13 sentences of the text on the previous page. Okay, so the answers, you can answer with any answer that makes sense. All right, except the first one, that's the only one that's in these sentences. Al-Kutub al-Jadida, yani Kutub al-Jadida is mentioned in sentence number 6. Ayn al-Kutub al-Jadida, hiya fil maktabati. Other than that question, the rest of the questions are not in these 13 sentences on the previous page. Okay, so the answers should be correct answers in that. Number one, you use in the answer a pronoun, a dhamir, that refers to a ghayru akhu plural. Use a pronoun that's going to be feminine singular. Even though the words kutubun, abwabun, kilabun, yani fanadiqu, even though these words buyut, aklam, hamir, dafatir, even though all these words are plurals, but they're plurals for غير عاقل, and therefore we should use a pronoun, a dhamir, to refer to them, that's going to be feminine singular. It's going to be feminine singular. Here. Alright? Alright, so let's just look at these questions. Like I said, none of them except the first one is really from the sentences from the previous page, so you just have to write correct sentences. أين الكتب الجديدة؟ Okay, here in the question we want to note that al-jadida is not describing kutub. Kutub is a ghayru akhu plural, so al-jadida is feminine singular. In the answer I wrote, where are the new books? Where are the new books? Here, fil maktabati. Here, fil maktabati. Here, feminine singular pronoun referring back to the kutub, yani, means they. They are in the library. Going across, yani these sentences are going from right to left. Number two, لمن هذه البيوت البيوت الكبيرة لمن هذه البيوت الكبيرة. To whom belong these big houses? Okay, again here, البيوت is غير عاكو plural, so the not describing it, الكبيرة is feminine singular. In the answer I wrote, هي, يعني هذه البيوت الكبيرة, هي, referring back to البيوت, هي لمدير الشركة. They belong to the, يعني the manager or the director of the company. Now we could have said, هي لمدير المدرسة, or هي للإمام, or other than that, هي للتاجر. But يعني these are some of the words that came in the sentences, even though it's not directly from those sentences. Number three, أبواب السيارة مفتوحة, meaning are the doors of the car open? Here أبواب يعني is being described by the خبر مفتوحة. أبواب is غير عاكو plural, so مفتوحة is feminine singular adjective. أبواب السيارة is a إضافة construction, مضاف مضافة إليه. أبواب السيارة مفتوحة, are the doors of the car open? I wrote نعم هي مفتوحة, and here referring back to the أبواب, غير عاكو plural, feminine singular pronoun هي. نعم هي meaning نعم أبواب السيارة مفتوحة. Going across to number four, أين أقلام المدرس, meaning where are the pens of the teacher or the teacher's pens? أين أقلام المدرس? I answered, they are on the table. يعني أقلام المدرس, I use the pronoun to refer to it because we're going to use pronouns in these answers. هي على المكتبة, هي على المكتب. يعني where are the pens of the teacher? هي على المكتب. They are on the desk. Okay, the reason why we're using the pronoun, because we want to apply the rule of referring back to غير عاكو plurals with يعني feminine singular words. So in order to answer this, if we just said الأقلام or أقلام المدرس على المكتب, that would be a correct answer, but here we're not using any, or there's no application of the rule. So we're going to use a pronoun to refer back to أقلام so that we practice with this rule. Number five, أين الكلاب? Where are the dogs? كلاب is a غير عاكو plural, so we want to refer back to it. We could have said الكلاب في الحديقة or الكلاب في الشارع, but we want to use a pronoun so that we can apply the rule. So we said أين الكلاب? Where are the dogs? Here, they are في الحديقة, in the park or in the garden. Number six, أين الحمير? Okay, حمير is the plural of حمار. أين الحمير? Where are the donkeys? Okay, we'll use a pronoun to refer to it, so we can use the غير عاكو plural concept. Here, في حقل الفلاح. They are in the حقل, يعني the field of the garden. I mean of the فلاح, the farmer. They are in the field of the farmer. Number seven. أين كتبك يا مريم? Okay, كتبك, يعني because we are talking about a female, right? So we have to use the feminine possessive pronoun. كتبك يا مريم. Where are your books, O Maryam? And again, كتب is غير عاكو plural, so we use a feminine singular pronoun to refer back to it. يعني هي في الفصل. They are in the classroom. Or we could have said, هي في البيت. They are in the house. Or any other word that makes sense. Number eight. أين دفاتر الطلاب? Where are the notebooks of the students? Okay, دفاتر is غير عاكو plural, so we want to refer back to it. Instead of saying دفاتر الطلاب عند المدرس, we want to say هي, referring back to دفاتر الطلاب. هي عند المدرس. Where are the notebooks of the students? They are with the teacher. Number nine. أين فنادق الصغيرة? أين الفنادق الصغيرة? Where are the small hotels. Again, al-fanadiq is غير عقل plural, so we want to refer back to it with feminine singular dhamir, here. Here, في الشارع الصغير. Where are the small hotels? They are in the small street. Here, في الشارع الصغير. The last sentence, number 10, or question, لمن هذه الأقلام الجديدة؟ لمن هذه الأقلام الجديدة؟ To whom belong these new pens? أقلام غير عقل plural. We use the dhamir to refer to, which is feminine singular, here. Here, يعني لمن هذه الأقلام الجديدة؟ To whom belong these new pens? Here لمريم. They belong to مريم. Or we could have said here للمدرس, or here للطلاب. They belong to the teacher, they belong to the students, whatever, as long as it makes sense. And we're using a pronoun that's يعني feminine singular to refer back to غير عقل plural. Okay, the next exercise says حول. The next exercise says حول, meaning transform or convert. حول المبتدأ في كل وفي كل من الجمل الآتية إلى جمع. يعني transform the مبتدأ. مبتدأ is the subject of the sentence. Usually it's the first word, right? Transform the مبتدأ في كل من الجمل الآتية, in each of the following sentences, إلى جمع. جمع. Transform the مبتدأ to a plural. مثال, the example, الباب, that's the مبتدأ, مفتوح. The باب is مفتوح, the door is open. Change the مبتدأ to a plural. الأبواب مفتوحة. The doors are open. The خبر here is going back to a غير عقل plural, so we have feminine singular خبر مفتوحة. We change it from مفتوح to مفتوحة. Okay, let's look at the first one. Exercise number 2, page 97, sentence number 1. The مبتدأ is هذا. هذا قلم جديد. This is a new pen. هذا is the مبتدأ. قلم is the خبر. جديد is the نعت. This is a new pen. We're going to change هذا. Well, really, I mean, they said change the مبتدأ, but perhaps it may have been better to say change, يعني the... Yeah, most, I guess it is, and in some places it's the مبتدأ, in some places it's the word that comes after the مبتدأ, which is actually the خبر. In this sentence, we want to change the خبر, قلم, to أقلام. And therefore, يعني, then we're going to refer to أقلام by feminine singular, words like اسم إشارة or a نعت that's feminine singular. Okay, so if we change قلم to أقلام, then now instead of using هذا to refer to it, we have to use feminine singular, هذه أقلام جديدة. Instead of يعني the نعت being جديد, since it's غير عقل plural, we have to use feminine singular adjective جديدة. هذه أقلام جديدة. يعني in the original sentence, this is a new pen, now it became these are new pens. Number 2, النجم جميل, meaning the star is جميل, beautiful. Now we want to change the خبر النجم to النجوم, and the خبر will be instead of جميل, جميلة. النجوم جميلة. The stars are beautiful. Number 3, ذلك كتاب قديم. That is an old book. Okay, so we want to change كتاب to كتب, and then we want to refer to it by اسم إشارة. That's feminine singular because it's غير عقل plural. So instead of ذلك, now يعني we're going to use تلك, because كتب is غير عقل plural. We have to refer to it as though, يعني treat it as though it's feminine singular. So we said تلك, feminine singular اسم إشارة, تلك كتب قديمة. And as well, يعني the نعت describing كتب is going to be feminine singular قديمة. Number 4, and you mean those books, or ذلك كتاب جديد, that is an old book, تلك كتب قديم, Those are old books. Number four. ذلك البيت جميل. ذلك البيت جميل. يعني that house is beautiful. That house is beautiful. So we want to change البيت to its plural, البيوت. And then we want to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So instead of ذلك, we're going to use the feminine singular اسم إشارة. تلك. تلك البيوت جميلة. Feminine singular. خبر. By the way, also I just want to mention here that this sentence, ذلك البيت, is a بدل construction. اسم إشارة followed by a noun ألف لام. This is a بدل construction. So ذلك البيت, ذلك is the مبتدا and البيت is the خبر. And جميل, I mean البيت is the خبر. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ذلك is the مبتدا and البيت is the بدل and جميل is the خبر. Alright? So we're going to change it. When we change بيت to البيوت, we have to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So we use the اسم إشارة, this feminine singular. For ذلك, we use تلك. تلك البيوت. تلك, يعني تلك البيوت جميلة. تلك is the مبتدا. البيوت is the بدل. And جميلة is the خبر. Number five. هذا الدرس سهل. هذا الدرس سهل. Meaning, this lesson is easy. This is a بدل construction. هذا اسم إشارة followed by الدرس. Now ألف لام is a بدل construction. Okay, so هذا is the مبتدا. الدرس is بدل for it. And سهل is the خبر. So we're going to change الدرس to its plural. الدروس, and then treat it as though it's feminine singular. So instead of هذا, we use feminine singular اسم إشارة. هذه الدروس سهلة. Feminine singular خبر. سهلة. These lessons are easy. Number six. ذلك الجبل بعيد. ذلك الجبل بعيد. ذلك اسم إشارة. البدل is a noun with ألف لام. Therefore, this is a الجبل is, this is a بدل construction. ذلك الجبل. That mountain, what about it? بعيد is far. Okay, again we want to change الجبل to its plural, الجبال. And therefore, يعني غير عاقل plural, we want to treat it as those feminine singular. So instead of ذلك, we use the feminine singular اسم إشارة تلك. And instead of the خبر being بعيد, it's feminine singular بعيدة. تلك الجبال بعيدة. Those mountains are far. Okay, we want to continue with this exercise number 2 on page 98. It continues on page 98 with more sentences. Okay, I just want to look at take a look at the time. Okay, we still have half an hour. Okay, sentence number 7 on top of page 98, exercise number 2, sentence number 7. هذا المكتب مكسور. This is another بدل construction. هذا المكتب مكسور. Meaning, this desk is broken. So, المكتب, its plural is مكاتب. المكاتب, we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. هذه المكاتب مكسورة. So, هذه is feminine singular. مكسورة is feminine singular. Number 8. يعني, these desks are broken. Number 8. هذا مسجد جميل. This is not a بدل construction because the word after the اسم إشارة does not have ألف لام. So هذا in this case is the مبتدا and مسجد is not a بدل, it's the خبر. And جميل is describing it. So it's a not. هذا مسجد. This is a مسجد. Now we're describing what type of مسجد? جميل. This is a beautiful مسجد. Yani beautiful becomes before the word that is describing in English, but not in Arabic. In Arabic, the not follows the man'ut, and it also follows it in being masculine, because masjid is masculine. It follows it in being singular, because masjid is singular. It follows it in being indefinite with tanween, and it also follows it in being marfu'un with dhamma. هذا مسجد جميلون. This is a beautiful masjid. Okay, we want to change masjid to its plural. Masajid. Masajid. Okay, so masajid is ghayra aql plural, so we're going to say, instead of hadha, hadhihi masajidu jamilatun. Hadhihi masajidu jamilatun. These are beautiful masjids. Here I want to note, masajid is on the pattern of mafa'il. It's a broken plural pattern that's mamnu min al-sarf, so it does not take tanween. Hadhihi masajidu jamilatun. Hadhihi is ism ishara, feminine singular. Jamilatun is the not. It's also feminine singular. Number 9. Hadhihi sa'atun rakhisatun. Hadhihi is the mubtada, sa'atun is the khabar. Rakhisun is the na'at, describing sa'a. What type of sa'a? Rakhisa. Yani this is a watch. What type of watch? An inexpensive watch. This is an inexpensive watch. Okay, we're going to change sa'a to sa'at. And it's ghayru aql plural, right? So we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So, yani we use the feminine singular ism ishara, which we already used before, because it was already feminine, but now it's ghayru aql. So we say, hadhihi sa'atun rakhisatun. We already had it as rakhisatun because sa'a is feminine. And we're going to be, even that as a plural, we're going to still treat it as though it's feminine. But we're going to treat this plural word, sa'at, as though it's singular. Hadhihi sa'atun rakhisatun. These are inexpensive watches. Number 10. Tilka at-ta'iratu kabiratun. Tilka at-ta'iratu kabiratun. Okay, here we have another bedel construction. Ism ishara tilka followed by a noun with alif lam. Tilka at-ta'iratu kabiratun. That airplane is big or large. Okay, we're going to change at-ta'ira. Ta'ira is already feminine, so it's not going to be much change here, right? Not in terms of the ism ishara or the khabar, because it's already feminine. So we're going to treat it now as a plural. Ta'irat, we're going to treat it as a feminine singular. Ghayru aql, the ghayru aql is going to be treated as though it's feminine singular. So we're still going to have tilka at-ta'irat, and we're still going to have kabiratun, because now we're treating it as though it's feminine singular. In the first sentence, it was feminine singular. Now it's a plural, but we treat it as though it's still singular, because it's ghayru aql plural. Tilka at-ta'iratu kabiratun. Those airplanes are large. Number 11, hadha talibun jadidun. Hadha talibun jadidun. Hadha is the mubtada, talibun is the khabar. And jadidun is a not describing talibun. This is a student. What kind of student? This is a new student. Now notice that this word talibun is not yani ghayru akl, it's akl. So even when we change to the plural, we're not going to treat it as feminine singular, because it's not a plural for ghayru akl. So the plural of talibun is tullabun, on the pattern of fu'al that we had in lesson 13. Fu'al, like tujjar, tullab. Okay? So the ism ishara, now we're going to use a plural ism ishara. For hadha, we're going to use ha'ula'i. And also the na'at, describing tulab, we're going to use a plural not, because it's not ghayru akl here. Ha'ulai tulabun jududun. These are new students. Number 12. Thalika ar-rajulu alimun kabirun. Thalika ar-rajulu alimun kabirun. Meaning, that man, this is a bedel construction, that man is an alim kabir, a big or great scholar. So we're going to change ar-rajul, which is not ghayru aql noun, we're going to change it to ar-rijalu. And we're not going to treat it as though it's feminine singular, because it's not ghayru aql plural. So we're going to use plural words. So thalika, its plural is ula'ika. And the plural of hadha is ha'ula'i, for things near, and the plural of thalika is ula'ika, for things far. Ula'ika ar-rijalu. We're going to change alim to ulama'u. We're going to change kabir to kibarun. So here we see that if it's not ghayru aql, we got to use plural words. Ha'ulai ar-rijalu. Ha'ulai is plural. Ulama'u is plural. Kibar is plural. Those are Yani, or those men are big or great scholars. Number 13, هَذَا النَّهْرُ كَبِيرٌ هَذَا النَّهْرُ كَبِيرٌ Yani, this is a Bedel construction, also ism ishara followed by a noun with alif lam, النَّهْرُ هَذَا النَّهْرُ كَبِيرٌ So, هَذَا is the مُبْتَدَى, النَّهْرُ is the Bedel, and كَبِيرٌ is the خَبَر. So we want to change Nahr to its plural, Anharu. It's Gairu Akku plural, so we're going to treat it as those feminine singular. So instead of Hatha, we're going to use Hathihi Al Anharu. And instead of Kabir, we're going to use Kabiratun, yani feminine singular, not. Hathihi Al Anharu Kabiratun. These rivers are big or large. That's the end of this exercise. But in the instruction for the teacher, he said add two sentences. So we're going to add two sentences here. So it's going to be sentence number 14 and 15. The first sentence, if you want to write it, I'll try to read slow. The first sentence is, Al-kalbu kharaja min al-hadiqati. Al-kalbu, the dog, kharaja, went out. Min from al-hadiqati, from the garden or the park. The dog went out from the park. If we want to change that to plural, we're going to change kalb to kilab, which is غير عاقل plural. So the verb has to be feminine singular. So instead of kharaja, we're going to use the feminine singular. Third person, kharajat. Al-kilabu kharajat min al-hadiqati. So al-kalbu kharaja. Al-kilabu kharajat. The point here is what? That even with verbs, yani, gairu akul plurals have to be treated as though they're feminine singular. So the verb is going to be feminine singular. Instead of kharaja, we have kharajat. Yani, hiya kharajat. Number 15 they gave us, al-himaru dhahaba ila al-qaryati. Al-himaru dhahaba إلى القرية with قاف القرية The meaning of this sentence الحمار يعني the donkey went ذهب إلى to القرية the village We change it to plural الحمار the plural of it is الحمر or الحمير الحمر غير عاقل plural so we're going to use feminine singular verb form ذهبت instead of ذهب ذهبت إلى القرية So in the singular الحمار ذهب In the plural الحمير Or الحمر ذهبت Again the point here in adding these two sentences Is that they didn't give any sentences Which show the verb being used in the feminine singular form To refer to a noun that's غير عاقل So they gave us two examples here Okay, exercise number three We're still on page 98. It says, ضع put في الأماكن الخالية in the empty spaces فيما يلي in what follows أخبارا مناسبة يعني أخبار is plural of خبر So it means يعني put the predicate that are يعني in the empty spaces put a predicate a خبر that is appropriate or suitable Alright So they give us a مبتدا and they want us to give a خبر So as long as you pay attention to the rule that if the mubtada is غير عاقل plural, then the khabar has to be in the feminine singular form. If it's not, then we use our normal rules. Okay, number one, al-baytu. You have to have a khabar that's going to be masculine singular. كبيرٌ or al-baytu صغيرٌ or whatever other word you may have put. Al-baytu بعيدٌ as long as it. It follows the rule. If it's a غير عاقل plural, we have to make sure that the خبر is going to be feminine singular. Number two, going across. النجوم جميلة. The stars are beautiful. Okay, النجوم is غير عاقل plural, so the خبر has to be feminine singular. You could have used any other word. النجوم يعني بعيدة جميلة or whatever. Number three. الباب مفتوحٌ The door is مفتوحٌ, open. It's not غير عاقل plural, so يعني the خبر is going to be masculine. and singular, like the mubtada. Al-babu maftuhun. Or you could have said, al-babu mughlaqun. Or al-babu maqsurun. As long as we follow the rule. Number four, going across. Al-qalamu. The pen is jadidun. Or you could have said, qadimun or maqsurun. Yani the pen is jadid. Al-qalamu jadidun. The pen is new. Or old or broken, whatever word you use. Number five. Al-buyutu. The houses are. Now this is a غير عقل plural. So we have to use feminine singular khabar. Al-buyutu صغيرةٌ. The houses are small. Or you could have said كبيرةٌ. Or you could have said بعيدةٌ. Whichever word you chose. Number six. Al-abawabu. The doors are. Again, abawab is غير عقل plural. So we have to use a feminine singular khabar. Al-abawabu مغلقةٌ. The doors are closed or locked. Or al-abawabu maftuhatun. The doors are open. Number seven. As-sayyaratu. Ghayru aql plural. Ghayru aql plural. Cars. The automobiles. They are not human. They are not animals either, but they are inanimate things. Okay. As-sayyaratu. The cars are, feminine singular khabar, qadimatun. Old. Or jadidatun. New. Or whatever. Number eight. Al-mindilu, the handkerchief, is nadifun, clean, or wasikhun, dirty, or yani jadidun, new, or whatever word you have used. Number nine, al-fanadiqu, yani remember, fanadiqu is the plural of funduk, it's ghayru aql plural, so here we have to have a khabar, that's feminine singular, al-fanadiqu, قَرِيبَةٌ The hotels are near. Or بَعِيدَةٌ Far. Or كَبِيرَةٌ Big. Or صَغِيرَةٌ Whatever word you wanted to use. Has to be feminine singular خبر. Number 10. التُلَّابُ This is a plural, but it's not غير عقل plural. So we have to use a plural خبر. التُلَّابُ مُجْتَهِدٌ التُلَّابُ مُجْتَهِدٌ They are diligent, hard-working students, or you could have said, التُلَّابُ جُدُدٌ Yani new students, they are new or whatever. Number 11, الْقُمْصَانُ قُمْصَان is a plural of قَمِيس. غَيْرُ عَقْلِ plural, it means the khabar has to be feminine singular. الْقُمْصَانُ وَسِخَةٌ الْقُمْصَانُ وَسِخَةٌ Yani, these shirts are dirty. Or we could have said, nazifatun, or, yani, jadidatun, or whatever. Okay, that's the end of the exercise number 3. Yani, the purpose of this exercise is to make us to know that the khabar for ghayru aql plurals, yani, the words that are ghayru aql, like al-buyut, or sayarat, or al-fanadiqu, al-abuwabu, al-nujumun, all of those are ghayru aql plurals, we have to make sure the khabar is going to be feminine singular. Otherwise, if it's a aql plural, like a tulab, then yani we're not gonna make the khabar yani feminine singular, but we're gonna make it plural. Okay, the last exercise number 4 on the bottom of page 98, Hati Jama al Kalimati al Atiyati. Give the plural of the following words. Okay, so this is more like a vocabulary exercise, except that we want to make sure that we have learned some of the plurals for these غير عقل words. We want to make sure that we have learned the plurals for some of these غير عقل words. And when we see those plurals, we should know that, for example, abwab is the plural of bab. So even though bab is masculine, but in its plural form, it's a غير عقل plural. Therefore, we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So bab is originally, it's masculine, but in its plural form, we're going to treat it as though it's feminine singular. So this is to remind us that these plurals for غير عقل words, that they are treated as though they are feminine. Even though if in their singular form they are masculine, we're going to treat them as though they're feminine and as though they're singular. Okay, so let's just give quickly the plurals of these words so we can complete this lesson in the remaining time. Again, we're on the bottom of page 98, lesson 17, exercise number 4. Give the plurals of the following words. Babun. Its plural is Okay, you can answer them orally, yani according to what you have written, and hopefully, yani then I'm going to give you the answer, and then we'll be able to check our answers. Babun, its plural is abawabun, doors. Baytun, its plural is buyutun, houses, or houses. Najmun, its plural is nujumun, stars. Qalamun, its plural is aqlamun, pens. Next line, himarun, its plural is hamirun, or humurun, donkeys. Sarirun, its plural is sururun, beds. Nahrun, its plural is anharun, anharun, rivers. Sayyaratun, with shadd on the ya, sayyaratun, its plural is sayyaratun, sayyaratun, cars. Turn to page 99, top of the page. Kalbun, its plural is kilabun, dogs. Ta'iratun, its plural is ta'iratun, ta'iratun, airplane, sound feminine plural. Darsun, its plural is durusun, durusun, lessons. Bahrun, its plural is biharun, biharun, seas. Yeah, you like a large body of water, this a sea. The next line, kitabun, its plural is kutubun, kutubun, books. Qamisun, qamisun, its plural is qumsanun, qumsanun, with sad, means shirts. Darrajatun, with shadd on the ra, darrajatun, its plural is darrajatun, darrajatun, bicycles. Haqlun, with ha and qaf, haqlun, its plural is huqulun, huqulun, mean fields, like the fields that a person plants crops in the field. The last word, jabalun, its plural is jibalun, jibalun, means mountains. So, this is the end of this lesson. Oh, the vocabulary word, al-kalimat al-jadida, al-sharikatu, its plural is sharikat, yani sharikat, the sound feminine plural, companies or firms. Underneath it, rakhisun, yani means inexpensive or cheap. Rakhisun, with sad. Going across, mudiru sharikati, yani the manager of the company, or the head of the company. Al-qamisu, al-qamisu, means, yani the shirt, its plural is qumsanun, qumsanun. Okay, this is the end of this lesson. I just want to go back just quickly. We have a few minutes remaining. I just want to go back and remind us, yani, that the exercise number 4 is giving us the plurals for a number of words. Most of those plurals are broken plurals, except a few sound, few feminine sound plurals, like darraja, darrajat, or ta'ira, ta'irat, or sayyara, sayyarat. Other than those sound feminine plurals, the rest of these words are broken plurals. So remember, in lesson 13, we have broken plurals. If you are not recognizing these broken plurals, please go back to lesson 13 and study the broken plural patterns that we had in lesson 13 so that you can make sure you recognize these patterns of broken plurals, so you will know which word they came from. If you know the pattern, then it will be easy to recognize the singular of a word. If you didn't know the plural, at least you can see the pattern and you can know what the singular of that word would be, and it will help you to know yani where it came from. Okay, so babun, its plural is abwab, yani it's on the pattern of af'al. Buyut is on the pattern of fu'ul. And nujum is on the same pattern, fu'ul. Aqlam, the plural of qalam, is on the pattern of af'al. Humur is on the plural, on the pattern of fu'ul. And the same pattern, sariya, its plural is surur. The plural of nahr, anhar, is on the pattern of af'al. Sayyarat is a feminine sound plural. Kilab, the plural of kelb, kilab, is on the plural of fi'al. Ta'irat is a feminine, yani ta'irat is a feminine sound plural. Durus is on the plural of fu'ul. Bihar, the plural of bahr, is on the plural of fi'al. Kutub is on the plural of fu'ul. Darajat is sound feminine plural. Huqul is on the plural of fu'ul. And jibal is on the plural of fi'al. Tayyib, this is the end of this lesson. Inshallah, after this, yani as I mentioned previously, we're going to go on to lesson 18. And what remains in lesson 18 is one new concept, that is the dual muthanna. Very important concept, please prepare for it. And you go over the homework assignments carefully and look at this lesson thoroughly. Make sure that you understand it well. This is a new concept, broken plurals in lesson 18. In lesson 19 and 20, the numbers from 1 to 10, also two very important lessons. 21 is going to be a review lesson, and 22 and 23 are going to be the collection of all the different types of nouns that are mamnu' min as-sarf that we had in this book. So we have three or four topics remaining. Lesson 18, duals. 19 and 20 is the numbers from 1 to 10, and 22 and 23 is the all the groups of different types of words that are mamnu' min as-sarf. 21 is just a review. So we have three concepts, major concepts remaining in this book. We only have a few lessons remaining. Please stick with us, be diligent, and get the most out of this. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakum Allah khair. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Okay, we're going to take a break here. And we're going to come back for the book two class after Salatul Asr, inshallah, at 3 o'clock. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. I hope today, inshallah, this week we'll be on time. If we are late, we might only be just a couple of minutes late. Hopefully the prayer will be performed on time. We'll be able to get back in time, inshallah. SubhanAllah. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.